Hi guys,
and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Bikili.
And me, Mandy Bikili. What's up, y'all?
Mandy, my body hurts.
Oh, because you're working out.
My whole body hurts. Like, I don't even understand. Like, is this what gym people go through? Like, are they just in pain?
They get used to it, Anna.
Do they?
Apparently so.
I don't think so,
I think that's a lie, though.
Yeah, because I went, basically, I'm trying to get 10,000 steps a day as well, on top of, like, basically, guys, just so you know, I've got a personal trainer now. I had to get a female personal trainer. I don't know if I've spoken about this already.
No, I don't know if you have.
Okay, so Maybe. Basically, I was like, enough is enough. Like, I'm just not training on my own. I just won't go to the gym on my own.
That's me right now.
So, Cowslick said to me, just get a personal trainer. It has to be a female one.
It has to be
one.
A female.
It can't be a male. So, I found a female personal trainer and I've started. It's week two. Yeah. And I am just in constant pain. Like, my whole body is in pain. I do 3 sessions a week with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and do 10,000 steps. Anyway, yesterday I was doing my steps with Cowslick. We were on a walk. And he said to me, oh, my legs hurt. And I was like, why? He was like, oh, I did legs yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. Wait. Does that mean that you're always gonna, like, you're always in pain? Because he's a gym guy. Like, he's a proper gym guy. Why is he in pain? I think, yeah, basically, when you don't work out your legs and your bum, yeah, you do legs and bum. And then you're in pain indefinitely for, like, days, weeks. But if you start doing it every week, yeah, then you just have pain that the next day. Just one day.
So these gym people have pain every week. It's a weekly pain. Pain is gain.
And then he's like, oh, because I basically went extra hard because I wanted to get that pain. He's like, you'll love that pain.
Yeah, people that say you'll fall in love with that pain, they are psychopaths.
I know.
How will I ever fall in love with that pain?
I just don't understand because, like, it's so painful. I can't even do, like, the jiggy jiggy. Like, I'm in, do you know the jiggy jiggy?
Yeah, but...
like, it's painful. Like, I can't do nothing. I am a potato.
A potato, but you will get better. And then you'll be so strong that you'll be jiggy jiggy on top all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be like them. But, you know, them gym girls, apparently they're the best on top.
Yeah, but what about the pain though? Do they just ignore the pain?
It just goes, you get used to it. You do so many squats in a gym that just squatting on a dick is night.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. So I love her stories, apparently.
But my PT, she keeps 1 session a week, she does upper body with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do upper body. I don't want to be hench, like them hench girls.
No, it doesn't. It just tones you up.
Have you ever done upper body?
Yes. Well, I have. Back when I did some personal training.
Did you? When?
I don't know. But who the fuck cares about this? Because okay, so all these people, most of them are most likely like me, who aren't working out right now. I'm just getting annoyed.
Really?
Because you know when you're not training and you hear someone talking about training, you just get annoyed.
Well, if it makes anyone feel better, I'm the most embarrassing person in my sessions. I do like 4 sit-ups and I'm like...
Really?
And it's so embarrassing. At my big ass age, I can't even do sit-ups. I'm so unfit.
You'll get better at it, don't worry. And can we just go back to how funny it is that, like, Anna has to have a female personal trainer? I mean, I don't blame her, though, because, you know, like, I don't blame him, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, people are falling in love with their personal trainer.
Yeah, like, you know,
Cassie ended up with her personal trainer.
A lot of these, like, you know, them rich people...
They're not fucking a personal trainer.
They get their wives' personal trainers, and then they end up affair.
It's a personal affair.
Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't really like it if he was a personal trainer, training girls.
100%.
This is how you squat.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, even a nanny. Ain't no nanny coming in my house unless you be old and busted. And even then you can't trust your man. Because men be fucking the busted ones too.
Yeah, it's always the men cheating with the nanny and the women cheating with the personal trainers. It's like,
so if we're going to have a nanny and she's going to be young and hot, I want a male personal trainer. we're both going to cheat in that case. Do you know what I'm saying?
So guys, watch this space. There's a new Anna coming around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
I've got my boob surgery next month. I spoke about it on Patreon. But just so that you guys know, I'm getting my boobs fixed next month. I won't tell you the date because I don't want no evil eye.
Not evil eye.
You guys are evil eye, but you know what I mean. I'm paranoid.
Yeah, there's always a hater in the middle of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I really want to vlog it.
What, your boobs?
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't book your boobs on the same day as my driving test, you ruined everything for me. I was meant to come and I was meant to meet that surgeon as well and just see if I can get anything done. All right? But now you fucked the whole thing up for me.
The only reason she really wanted to come is she wanted to speak to the surgeon.
Yeah, but you took it away from me. It's like you didn't want me to have that opportunity.
She didn't want to come to be there for me.
I did want to be there for you.
She just wanted to come to speak to the surgeon.
I did want
to
be there for you.
If you really want to speak to the surgeon, I'll just FaceTime you while I'm
I put you on to the bloody skin scar person.
We don't, Well, we don't even know if it's going to work yet, so relax.
I have a good feeling about that. I have a very good feeling about this scar treatment, and I'll let you guys know if it does work. Yeah. I need a few more months. But yeah, 100%, I did want to come and speak to the guy, but
I'm going
to
still try and vlog it. It might be a shorter vlog because I feel like I'll be boring without Mandy. I feel like no one's going to want to listen to me.
Oh, stop doing this attention seeking
shit.
It's
true.
Maybe you would be boring, but no one's going to be bored of watching a whole boob get cut open and restitched.
I'm not going to be vlogging my boobs opening while I'm under general anesthetic.
What you should do, and I'm like, what you should do is cover your nipples, right? And then film, like, and everyone can see, like, how high they are.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, cover the nipples and then show the scars and stuff and then put it on Patreon, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's explicit shit.
That's a good idea. So basically what I'll do is I'll do half of it on normal and then half of it, like, the explicit bit on Patreon. But the only thing is, like, I just feel so weird vlogging without you.
Change your appointment and I'll come.
I can't. I'm not changing it.
Well, pay me £200 and I'll come because it cost me £200 to change my driving test.
No, it's too late.
Maybe I should change it.
I booked Cowslick to come with me.
I really want to do my driving test though, guys. Honestly, it affects me on a daily basis that I don't drive. On a daily basis.
I can't wait till she drives. You've got about 13 years to...
Oh, she always does this.
Of driving to Omi.
What is that? Where did that
I'm
come
the
from?
One that's been driving us around for the last 13 years.
You happen to get your license.
More, actually.
You happen to get your license.
15 years.
You happen to get your license as soon as you were legal to get your license. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Why didn't you?
I don't know. Because we didn't need one because we had you, I guess. Why did you never tell me to? You never pushed me to and never told me to.
What do you want me to do? I'm not your
No, but
mum.
Honestly, you actually ever even said to me, like, Mandy, you should get a license, or why don't you drive?
I feel like because we probably never felt the need for you to have it because I always had it.
Yeah, it's really strange. It didn't even cross my head.
Yeah.
Until I moved out with Gingerbeard onto a motorway. Well, it's not a motorway, but it feels like a motorway. And nothing's in walking distance.
Mm.
Until then, I didn't care. But now it's become like vital to my survival.
Yeah. I think a lot of things changed though when we moved out away from each other.
Yeah.
Because we never felt the need for you to have your license because I had it and we do everything together. And also we lived somewhere that before that was quite like... accessible to everywhere.
It was very accessible.
Whereas now you live somewhere that you can't.
I can't access anything.
Yeah.
Unless I have a car.
So guys, today we're going to be doing responding to your hate comments, your trolling comments.
It's not their hate comments. I hope not.
No. You're not yours. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, take that back. We're going to be responding to like the trolls. We're going to react. We just picked a few and we're going to go through them. But before we do, we just thought we'd have a little bit of like a catch up.
I've got a little catch up. Do you want
to
catch up?
I just wanted to quickly let everyone know. I know we always used to go on about studio, but just so you know, we have got the keys. We haven't got the keys. We have a date when we're going to get the keys.
We actually have a date.
For the studio. So it's beginning of April, we're going to get the keys. And then we've got the set designer coming in to make us a custom set in April.
Yeah.
So I thought if you guys want, send us like some of your inspo ideas of what you would like to see in the new set. So,
yeah, should I say a little bit of my ideas?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So I've got some ideas. I'm thinking like a light grey wall. So it's similar to our curtains, our little... You know, crappy curtains. But
crappy curtains.
A light grey wall. And then the whole Sisters in the City logo, like, painted in the middle of it.
Mm.
You know, and then around, it's going to be, you know, we're going to get the set designer to, like, paint loads of our famous, like, sayings and slogans and quotes.
I like that.
And then, like, caricature, cartoonish, like, images of me and Anna doing dumb shit.
Yeah, like with money.
Yeah.
And like loads of junk food or like...
Yeah, don't be basic. Or
don't be basic,
like that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have like a little devil kind of horn on my microphone because obviously Anna's always trying to stop me from saying shit.
And I'm the angel.
Us. And then she's got like an angel.
I like the whole idea of like devil and angel because everyone that ever sees us... Like, they're like, love your podcast, love the dynamics, how there's like the devil and angel dynamics.
Everyone says that.
Everyone. And it's like,
why are they making me the devil? How am I planning on getting to heaven after this? And then I'm thinking like, our coffee table.
Yeah, I definitely want a bar.
Yeah, we want a bar.
I want a bar trolley or some kind of, I want alcohol accessible there all the time.
So we can have a drink, get drunk with y'all.
Yeah.
And we want a coffee table that's like maybe wrapped up in newspaper wrapping.
I like the whole like hot pink and like...
And this whole... Yeah. Newspaper.
Yeah, but you
But like, what is the newspaper thing for us? It's like, we are the news. We bring the tea.
Yeah.
Of our own lives.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but you know what someone said? That they commented, like, they'd like our new studio to be cozy, though. They like how it feels that they're sitting with us in the living room having girly
chat. Do you
think
it's cozy right now, though?
It is cozy. The fact we just sit here, bare, like, without our shoes.
Yeah, never got shoes on, ever.
It's just really cozy. But like, it, whatever happens, the new studio has to be cozy.
Yeah, we're going to make sure it
is. I want froze and like, yeah, that vibe as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, guys, send it over. Send your inspo over. I'd love to see. So yeah.
Other than that, how things?
Other than that as well, other than the studio, we also have management now. We just signed management, which is great because now we have like a team behind us. It's not just little old me and Mandy. We've got a whole team. And
big things are happening.
Big things in the city. Yeah. To see. Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Anyway, yeah. How have you... Mandy's been like... She is in her wifey...
element right now.
Yeah, literally.
Wannabe wifey element right now.
So she called me and she was like, Anna, I am cooking up a whole roast. I'm baking a cake. The cake.
That's going to be the mission.
You're baking a cake for Ginger Bid's family.
Yeah. I'm not baking a cake. That's just the dessert.
Yeah. As
I'm
like...
That is so funny. You're baking a cake for Ginger Bid's family. No, like, that's cooking. How much of a loser I am.
She's cooking a whole roast.
I'm making a whole roast, okay? Which, by the way, I have never made a roast before ever in my life.
Who would have thought a year and a half ago you never even tried a roast? And now
here I am making my own motherfucking roast. Right? Okay, so imagine this. I've never made a roast before. Like, this Christmas that just passed, Anna made it. I made the potatoes. So at least I know how to make potatoes.
Yeah, you made some banging potatoes.
But the thing is, Anna, you know when you made the roast? Yeah, well, it's not a roast Christmas dinner, but it's very similar to a roast. Christmas dinner is basically a roast with just some different little bits. Anna, you bought the meat, yeah, from like Marks and Spencer's, and it had the marination. And
it was basically ready.
It was, you put it in, you take it out, and it's so amazing. It's juicy, it's marinated. Do you know what I've got?
What?
Ginger Bid has bought me, yeah? A massive piece of beef, yeah, rib of a beef.
Yeah.
A massive chicken from the local butchers, and it's just there, bro. It just looks like a farmer just killed the animal, cut it up, put it in my fridge.
Yeah.
It's bleeding, bro. It's still bleeding. There ain't even salt on that thing.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with that?
I just got the easy one that's ready-made. You stick it in the oven.
What do I do with this?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do at all with this humongous
Google it.
Google all
I'll
different
help you. Yeah, I'll help you.
I need help. So, I've never made a roast before, but I've also decided to make a cake, a dessert to go after the roast. I'm starting from today. It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm starting from today.
Just prepping it.
I'm prepping everything. I'm going to make the cake today. I am shitting myself, literally shitting bricks. First time I've ever invited Ginger Bid's family for any sort of meal at mine, which is quite bad, actually, if you think about it, because I've lived there with Ginger Bid for a year and a half. And I've never invited his sisters or his mum to come and eat once.
Yeah,
not even
you did. Once. Mum cooked loads of food and they came over.
Oh, for his sisters.
Yeah.
For his sisters, true. That's mum cooking though, not me.
Yeah. You wanted to like get them to try Iranian food.
Yeah, I want to show them that I am capable because right now I'm just like Ginger Bid's little girlfriend that comes over all the time and eats their food and I have never cooked anything. I want to show I am capable.
You are wifey.
Am I capable though, Anna?
Of course you are.
I don't know about cauliflower cheese, but looking mad difficult.
It's so easy. I just went on the Google and Googled the recipe. Trust me, this food's so easy compared to Iranian food. Iranian food, mum last night, she was in the kitchen for literally like 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Iranian food is like some hocus pocus shit.
And I was like, mum, do you think this is worth it? You've been in the kitchen for 3 hours. We ate it in 5 minutes. And it's just long.
Yeah,
Iranian
but Anna,
food.
You're saying that like we know how to make Iranian food. We don't know how to make Iranian food.
No, but I feel like you know, is it English food? Is it called English food?
British food
is so much easier.
Yeah, because a lot of it you just buy, put with salt and pepper, you just put it in.
Yeah.
Whereas Iranian food is like 20 million different spices and at different times.
Yeah, don't worry, you're going to be fine.
I think you need to come earlier because obviously my mum is coming with Anna and Kowsnick. So it's like my mum, Anna, Kowsnick, me, Ginger Bid, Ginger Bid's two sisters, Ginger Bid's sister's partners, Ginger Bid's sister's baby. She's so cute. And Ginger Bid's mum. Yeah. His dad's away and my dad's busy as well. So it's just like sort of, you know.
Yeah, I really need to do this as well with Kowsnick's mum as well.
Yeah, why don't you?
I need to sort it out. But it's just like, right now, everything, because I'm so busy, like nonstop. I have not stopped.
Do you know what it was? It wasn't even like a thing to like make Ginger Bid's mum and my mum meet because they've already met, like,
briefly.
Briefly, but this wasn't even a sort of lunch for me to get them to have lunch together. It was just, I wanted to do it for his family.
Mm.
And then why not invite mine?
Yeah.
It just happens to be that way. But it is nice.
Yeah, really nice.
That they're going to have lunch together and they're going to properly be in that setting where they can have a chat.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should vlog it.
Mm. I just feel like,
I don't know, because it's
none of Ginger Bid's family want to be filmed.
Yeah, exactly.
So what am I going to be doing? Just like hiding the whole way, like running around, filming potatoes.
They're quite private, aren't they? But yeah, no, it's exciting. I think it'll be really good. Everything's going to go smoothly.
So are you going to come earlier to help me out?
I will come earlier to help you out.
Yes.
I would have even come and helped you today. like after the
pod coming tonight?
Because I, guys, have this basically under my armpit. I have a lump under my armpit.
Oh, yeah.
And like basically it happened like a couple of months ago, a lump came, it hurt, and then it went. So I was gonna go to the doctors and then it went. And then again, this last week, it started to hurt and now another lump's come. So I'm
That's
like
really worrying.
I'm really worried.
And well, how does it go?
I spoke to mum about it yesterday and I shouldn't have even said anything to her because you know what she's like. She woke up in the morning, like, I've been having nightmares all night. I haven't slept. You have to go to the doctors.
Well, but don't do it because you're going to have stress.
But since moving to North London, I'm not registered to a doctor's here. So I'm going to have to go to a walk-in centre and I'm going to have to spend my whole Saturday night in a walk-in centre.
And you know how NHS is, they're probably not going to do anything.
Yeah, I'm
really sorry, but like I respect and got so much love for everyone who works at NHS. I mean, every pharmacist, every doctor, every nurse. But a lot of the time...
You go there and it's just
and
like...
And they don't know what's wrong with
I feel
you.
Like I'm going to go there and then I'm like, you're fine. And then I'm just going to leave. But anyway, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to go and get it checked because it's just weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
But you know, anyway, I got some DMs saying... Like, people are DMing saying, Mandy, you've got a lump on your neck, needs to check out. But can I just put it out that that's not a lump, it's my vein? I'm a very veiny woman.
You're not the one that has got it as much as me. I have it in every single video.
Really?
Literally. I get DMs all the time about it.
What, a lump on your neck? Yeah. But it's not a lump,
have
it's a vein.
No, it's mine.
No.
It's literally in every single...
Oh my God, yeah, it's a vein. I can see it traveling.
Mine is always there. Like, literally, all
that's
the time.
That's mad. I have a vein under my eye. You can't ever see it because I've got makeup on. Without makeup on, it's really like prominent green vein.
Yeah.
It's funny because when I have a boyfriend, they always mention it to me. Like,
really?
look at that vein. When you get angry, it pops out.
So funny. I love veins on men.
Yeah, on their
sexy
hands and arms.
I love it.
Anyway, Anna, you know, speaking of nightmares, mommy having nightmares, I need to tell you, I had really bad nightmares last night.
About what?
So...
Well, so did I.
Extremely bad nightmares.
So did I, but I don't remember what it was. I just remember having a nightmare. Go on, you tell me yours.
So I don't really ever get nightmares, So this is quite weird.
Okay. Yeah.
And I went to sleep with Gingerbeard and the two dogs in my room and the snoring was like a snoring circus.
Yeah.
Like it was a madness. He's snoring, the dog's snoring. At 3:30, I was like, fuck this, get up, take my shit, go to the guest room. And I went to sleep. And I woke up like, crying and shouting. That's another level nightmare.
Yeah. You know when you wake up from a nightmare, like...
I was like... And my nightmare was reliving the whole experience of Kobe getting sick and Kobe going to the doctors and Kobe dying. And in my dream, that hadn't happened before. So it was all fresh and new. Exactly how... It's horrible because like that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Yeah.
And I went through it through my dream again, the whole thing.
Horrible, horrible.
Woke up screaming, crying, and I'm like, snap out of it because there's no point in dwelling on the past. You've got so much going on. You're so busy.
Yeah.
You've grieved it. You need to not. So go to the toilet and I'm like, Mandy, think good thoughts. Go back to sleep. Think good thoughts. Go to the toilet. Go back to sleep, Bro, again.
Same
but
thing.
Not the same dream. I wake up and I'm in, you know the movie Saw? You know the movie Saw?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking contestant in one of those sick games.
Oh my God.
And you're in there with me, but you pass and you know how you win the game and you're able to get free.
And I just leave you there?
No, you're trying to get me out.
Okay.
And it's like, it's horrible. Like, it's so gruesome.
Did you eat something funny before you went to bed?
No.
Sometimes
I had
like...
Greek kebab and them chickens be dry.
It
must be that Greek dry chicken.
It must be that.
What is it with... Honestly, it was like rock hard. It was breaking apart.
I don't understand
honestly,
it.
It's a mystery to me.
Yeah.
That cuisine is a mystery to me. But
me
we're not going to slate.
Our boyfriends are Greek, so...
Anyway, I had a bit of that rock hard chicken and...
I think that definitely was it.
Was it? So tell me about yours.
You took that nightmare food energy into your dreams.
That was literally...
But you know what? It's weird because everyone was having nightmares. I had nightmares, but my nightmare wasn't anything like yours.
What was yours?
I was... Basically, my nightmare was we had a flight, all of us. Me, you, Gingerbeard, Cowslick, and... You and Gingerbeard are on the plane and me and Cowslick are late and we're running to the flight. You know, the what do you call it? The gate.
Yeah.
We're running to the gate.
So, and me and Gingerbeard are on time?
You're on time.
That's very unusual.
I'm very unusual. And me and Cowslick are running, yeah? And in my dream, I'm like sliding downstairs. Like, you know, five steps at a time.
Yeah.
Five steps at a time.
Trying to get there on time.
Trying to get
sounds
to my
like
gate.
A real story that happened with me and the Pret.
Anyway, yeah. If you don't know, guys, you need to listen to the older episodes. So, I'm running and so is Kazik. So we were both running so fast that I miss him and he goes off and I go off. And we end up going, losing each other.
Wow, interesting.
While we're running. And then he's finding, he obviously found the gate. Because he calls me saying, I found the gate, I'm on the plane now. And I'm still running, trying to find this number. I think it was 4. And I'm like looking everywhere, trying to find 4. But it was such a nightmare in my night dream. It felt like a nightmare because I'm running around.
It can be like that in real life.
Yeah, because my heart's pounding and I'm like, can't find number 4. And then I feel like they call, like Kalsit calls me, I'm on the plane and you've got like 2 minutes.
That's my experience. That's happened to me.
Yeah, but
it was like a nightmare though, Anna. My heart, I was sweating, I was crying.
I started crying in my thing and I missed it.
I need to be so rich that I never cry over missing flights. Like, fuck it, bro. Let it go. I'll get the next one. Do you know what I mean? Let's go get some Nando's, like buy another ticket. Like, I can't go for what I went through. That day has scarred me.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, we've been speaking so much. We're actually meant to be doing an episode. So
I still got so much shit to talk about as well. But do you guys like this whole like beginning? Like,
I don't know if you guys like the little like small talk.
Yeah. Anyway, we need to get on to the topic.
So I've got a few, Amanda, you've got a few.
Bring the hate. I love the hate.
The thing is, it's so hard to find hate comments because, like I said, I filtered out all these bad words. So I filtered out.
Can you stop? Can you unfilter? I told you to. No, but seriously, on a serious note, have you unfiltered them?
No, they're all still
filtered. When are you going to do that?
I don't want to do it. I don't want hate.
But if we ever do another roasting episode, it's going to be gold. So you need to unfilter it today.
Okay, fine. But I managed to find some anyway on TikTok.
Yeah, I found a few.
I feel like TikTok's mainly like where all the horrible comments are.
Kids there, that's why.
There's stuff like when they... It's obviously under our podcast clips, the ones I found. So someone wrote, dumb and dumber. I just want to know who's dumb and who's dumber.
I'm sorry, but you have to be dumber.
Yeah, I must say. I feel like...
Actually, no, because you're the pharmacist.
Even though I'm the pharmacist, I feel like it's dumb and dumber. Because, I don't know, it's the vibe.
I think it's dumb and just as dumb. Because if you think about it, our podcast isn't actually for the intellectuals, is it, Anna?
No, not really. But the thing is, people comment underneath it all the time, like, I can't believe young women listen to these girls and, you know, learn from these girls.
Yeah, but young women need to be entertained.
And yeah, that's what I don't understand. It's like the podcast isn't for educational purposes or knowledge or for knowledge. It's for entertainment.
To be fair, I take that back because we are educating women out here.
We are. Don't get me wrong. I didn't say that we're not educated.
Yeah.
We are both very educated.
No, we are educating women out here.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're fucking not, Mandy.
All these basic bitches that we're paying the rent, paying the bill, now they're not because of us. We've changed things. We're changing the game. Do you know how many DMs I got? Like, oh my God, I was like literally paying for him until I heard your podcast and now I'm like, you know, charging him for my time.
That's like, not a good thing.
We are educating women out here.
That's not a good thing. I mean, I guess sometimes we may be educating girls on like to basically to respect themselves more.
Yeah, and high standards.
High standards, if you want to call that educating.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the podcast as a whole, it's just for like entertainment purposes.
It's for fun.
And like everybody needs entertainment and everybody has a different type of entertainment.
Yeah, and we put all of our mistakes out there so you can learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
That's educating.
Are you still trying to take it back to educating?
Yeah, fine.
It's about educating. It's like someone's entertainment might be video games and someone's entertainment might be to watch two dumb and dumber sisters talk about their fucked up lives.
Right. Look at Mr. Bean. He doesn't say a word. Right?
Yeah.
But he's entertaining.
And he's not educational.
He's not educational at all. But he's actually one of the most educated people in the world. You know that?
Is he?
Yeah, he went to like Oxford or some shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
I swear to
God.
You
make shit up.
He went to like a serious high education school.
Okay, that's new.
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, anyway, I just that comment really pisses me off.
Why?
Like, not the dumb and dumber, that made me laugh. But it pisses me off when people comment underneath it saying, people watch these two and think that they're going to learn or like they, I can't believe that this is the influence on girls now. That shit annoys me so much because we never said that we're here to influence or learn.
But obviously, naturally, we are going to be an influence, Anna. Yeah, so it's just a natural thing.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100%. But I don't care. I'm sorry. But like, this is me. And like, I obviously, a lot of my opinions, I stand by them.
Mm.
So it is what it is. Be influenced or don't be influenced.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Fair enough. I also got, well, I always say we also got that comment on Patreon about that girl. I think we mentioned this on Patreon as well, on the episode on Patreon, that she said that she's going to not follow us, unsubscribe, because she feels like she's giving attitude to her boyfriend now because she's been listening to us.
Like, what a shocking thing to say. She should unsubscribe her poor boyfriend. What did he do to deserve this?
Exactly. I thought that was a bit of a trolling comment, in my opinion.
Yeah, like an undercover, backhanded trolling comment.
Yeah.
Passive aggressiveness.
We never tell anyone to give their boyfriends or their other half attitude for no reason. No. Like, that's bullshit. We never have. And if you think that we give you that kind of influence, then you're obviously not a real bestie.
Yeah.
Go on, you've said you've
I
got
just
done.
Feel like as well, every time I've ever got onto Gingerbread for no reason, I always say like, it's so bad, it's so wrong. Like, that's how you can lose someone so amazing in your life.
100%, we always take accountability for our mistakes. All the time. Like, if you listen back, and if you're a true supporter, and you listen back to our old episodes, there's been times like the actual episode name is like, for example, last year, I ruined my boyfriend's birthday and yeah. I cried. Like, we always take accountability.
Yeah.
So we never do tell girls exactly. or guys to be horrible to their other half.
So anyway, it's a good thing we just saved her relationship and she is not following us anymore because I blocked her. Anyway. So I got a few, yeah. I got, these birds are proper rough, dirty things.
Things?
Yeah, things. But
I was expecting something more than that.
He did give us a bit of respect.
Wait. Repeat that.
So I got one and it says, these birds are proper rough, dirty things.
But why things?
I mean, it's better than tings. At least he put a TH. He put enough respect on us to give us a TH. He gave us things instead of tings.
These girls are proper dirty, rough
things.
Dirty things.
Things.
Yeah.
The rough and the dirty, you know, like.
What does that mean?
It could be a compliment if it's said in the bedroom.
Okay, well.
Do you know what I mean? You got to take it like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm a bit maybe rough. Anna's not rough.
Yeah, I am.
Why are you trying to be rough, Anna?
I am. Do you not remember me on Love Island?
Oh, yeah.
I'm rough.
True. But I just feel like, do you know what? I don't see that as an insult anyway.
No, not at all. That's quite funny.
I am a bit rough. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he could have used better wording than things.
He's trying to be rude. He's trying to make us like we're objectifying us.
Oh.
He's trying to make us like we're nothing. We're just things.
Okay.
Like a piece of chair.
Oh, like a chair.
Something like that.
Like a piece of chair.
Like a chair. All right, what else? Okay, they must need a lot of money to wear that face paint to make them look like 3 out of 10s. Oh!
Oh my God, you know what's so funny? We get this a lot, Mandy. We get this so much about the amount of makeup that they wear. I find it so weird.
So this was like a hate comment, obviously, with me talking about like how like I love money and shit. And they're basically saying, oh, well, you need a lot of money to buy all that makeup.
Oh, yeah.
To be 3 out of 10s.
Yeah. Well, firstly, every time we make any type of clip about money,
yeah,
it's always the broke guys
yeah.
or the stingy guys that are underneath commenting all the hate.
Sad,
it's always them. Like, yeah. they're either broke or if they got money, they're stingy as fuck. They get so pressed by our clips that they have to kind of like let it out on us.
They have to explode.
They have to let it
out.
There
are different categories of men. There's like the men who just accept that they are broke, right? And then there's the men who are balling. And then there's in between, the men who've got money but just not enough. They're the worst ones. Those ones in the middle.
No, do you know what it is as well?
They're the worst.
Like, there's guys that they're not like, they don't have a lot of money, but they respect the fact that like women want to be looked after and they're not out here writing hate comments because they think, you know what? I want to make it one day so I can look after my woman. They're the guys that I respect. I don't care if you're broke.
Yeah.
As long as like you know and you understand like that women, some women like to be looked after.
Yeah.
Like there's no big deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a big deal. But the makeup one,
I do need a lot of money for all the makeup that I put on my face. My makeup is actually very expensive. Do I look like a Rimmel bitch? No. So yeah, I do need a lot of fucking money. My concealers on their own come up to like £80.
I mean, man,
and that's just one step out of fucking 30 steps.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you said about Rimmel, but like there are high street makeup that's really good. I love the, what is it called? Is it the mascara?
Max Factor.
Max Factor.
The best
mascara.
One, yeah, it's the best one.
Great mascara.
It's amazing.
So, I don't know about that. But yes, our makeup overall, altogether, is quite expensive. But it annoys me. You know why? Because if anything, when I come to the podcast is when I wear the least makeup.
Yeah.
On a night out, you can
just
come
see me.
You should, on a night out, you're right, I put on loads of layers. But on the podcast, I get ready like 20 minutes
before. I actually think that sometimes we look better like this. Even Gingerbread was like to me, like on a night out, you put too much on. You look better when you put a little bit on. Oh. What do you think right now? You're looking at me. What do you think?
You look really nice.
Better like this.
I think you look, I like the fact when you go out, you go over the top.
Over the top.
Because like you're going out, it's different.
Let's go back to this guy saying we're 3 out of 10s.
No, because forget the 3 out of 10s. Like that doesn't bother me at all. You know, shit like that doesn't bother me at all. You know why? I'll tell you why it doesn't bother me.
Well, duh, I don't.
No, some shit bothers me. The 3 out of 10 doesn't bother me. You know why? Because for some people, we are a 3 out of 10. For some people,
that's BS.
No, it's true. For some for some people, we'll be a 1 out of 10.
No way. You know, am I going to be 3 out of 10? But at least give me a 6.
Oh my God,
at least a 6 or 7.
You're not going to be everyone's cup
of tea.
Not
even a 6. A 3 is
for somebody, you'll be a 0.5 out of 10.
There is impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I love the confidence, but it's the truth. Yeah.
You know what? And like, you really came my confidence, and I'm cooking a whole damn roast tomorrow. Like, why do you make people so ugly?
I accept the fact that for certain people, I will be a 1 out of 10, and for someone else, I'll be a 10 out of 10. So, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not bothered about that. What bothers me is that you're lying. We're not putting on layers and layers of makeup. Like, it literally took me 15 minutes to put on my makeup. Like, I did it so quickly. Don't be a hater just because I look like I'm wearing loads of makeup.
There's no, but first of all, there's no way we're 3 out of 10s for anybody who has a pair of eyes on this fucking planet. Okay. Wow, second of all, this person who wrote this, their whole display picture on Instagram is a black screen. So they're so ugly, they had to put their phone against the palm of their hand and take a picture. Okay, so no one who has a palm of their hand as a display picture can talk shit to me. Okay? End of story.
Another comment we always get under our podcast clips is not everyone needs a podcast. That line.
Not everybody needs a podcast. Since when did it become like a need? Like food or water? We want one. How about that? We want one. We want a podcast.
It's not about needing. It's about wanting. And not only that, our podcast is doing very well.
Very well. So people need it now. It's become a need. It started off with one and now it's a need.
Like, the fact that people actually write, not everyone needs a podcast under a podcast that's doing so fucking well makes me laugh.
Exactly.
Like, you're an idiot.
All right, well, whatever. What have I got now?
I've got one here.
What have I got now? Not all the money on earth could afford all that makeup. How do they know it's so expensive? How do they know? Does it look expensive?
We get so many makeup ones. But I just find that one annoys me. That makeup one annoys me.
Why? They must know that our makeup is just so expensive.
They're not.
I know they're trying to say like, you wear so much that you need all the money in the world.
And we do on a night out.
Yeah.
But not now. Not today.
Not today.
Sorry to disappoint.
In fact, right now I've got nothing on. Just a bit of moisturizer, lip balm.
It's just tinted moisturizer.
Literally.
I've got here, they are both built like doormen.
He's not lying right now. Right now... I'm a butch girl.
On some podcasts, like one of them, when I was so cold and I wrapped up with the card, I had that Primark cardigan and a fucking roll neck, and someone was like, why does Matt Anna look like a cold librarian?
But right now they're trying to say like we're like doormen, like we're big gal, yeah? But right now, if I stood next to an actual doorman, like an actual club doorman, I'd be a tiny little birdie.
Yeah.
I'd be a tiny little birdie.
That's true.
So maybe I'm just a butch big girl compared to you, eeny, weeny, tiny little fucking shit.
You little fucking ant.
Yes. Ant.
What's the tiniest little animal? A dot.
A nit. You're a nit.
A nit. You nit. We might be doormen next to you because you're a nit.
Yeah. What else have
I got? Wait, I've got a good one. These two act like they are famous, especially the sister using her sister's 2-week Love Island appearance.
Hey, first of all, it was 8 weeks.
It was 8 weeks. Don't hate. Don't reduce it to 2 weeks.
It's been 5 whole years. It's been half a decade.
Like,
give me the clout now.
Yeah.
Like, I've been chasing it for years. Like, give it to me.
You've had that so much throughout, yeah?
Yeah.
And at the beginning, it was like, okay, I don't get it. Like, they're saying that you're clout chasing.
I get it at the beginning. Because like, I was like, every pap. Photo, every event, everything. I was linked arms with you. Oh my gosh, the clout chaser trying to get fame. But yeah.
But now, 5 years later, I was on Love Island 5 years later.
Yeah.
Like, we're not holding on to Love Island anymore, darling. Like,
yeah, that's Love Island's so, like dead and gone right now.
For us. Yes.
For us. Look at me saying for us, like I was part of it. But like the way they're saying, like, oh my God, clout chaser, like, hanging on to a bit of fame, it's like I went out of my way trying to befriend like a celebrity. She's born from the same vagina as me. Like the clout came to my doorstep. Of course I'm going to take it. Do you know what I mean? It's no chasing there.
Yeah, and these two act like they are famous. We don't, if anything, we're the most humble people.
We're actually Z-listers. Don't try and take that away from us.
Z-listers.
Yeah, we are. We are climbing up the alphabet right now. Okay. So you know who we are. So it must be somebody.
Like, we don't act like we're famous at all. Though.
Not at all,
If anything, people like listening to... The reason why our podcast does so well is because people feel like they can relate to us.
Yeah, we're so ordinary.
Yeah, we try... We want to be.
We want to
I don't
be.
Actually want
I don't want to be famous.
No, I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be ordinary. Does that make sense?
I just want to be rich. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
I give a fuck when I am. I give a shit if nobody knows my name.
Okay, go on. Give me another one.
I had another one. Oh God, all gold digging ones. We need to stop talking about money.
I've got so under one of my clips where I was like, I realized I'm not a classy bitch. They wrote, I'm glad you came out of your delusion. That's what happens when you hoe into your 30s. Good luck getting married.
What the hell? You could have been married about 10 times by now. Hoeing into your 30s. I feel hoeing and rowing into our 30s.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny is like we get a lot of that, like hoeing into our 30s, or that's why you're not married, or that's why you two are both single. Like it's
we're not single. We're not single. I don't think we're ever gonna have trouble in that department.
Yeah, but you know what it is as well? Like you can't put the value of someone on they're single or they're not. Like
there's people who are way more valuable. Way hotter, way smarter, way this, and they're single. Why? Because they ain't settling for shit.
If anything, I think the people that are single are probably smarter because they're not settling for these fucking crumbs out there these days.
Right now, if me and you both broke up with Kazik and Gingerbeard, we'd be smarter. Probably, maybe, possibly.
But
we're not risk takers like that. Do you get me?
We're not risk takers. But the point is that like you can't be saying that someone's less of a valuable person. Like no wonder they don't have someone or they're single.
Yeah, it should be the other way around.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But like, I don't even want to turn around and say to that person, even though I do, actually, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because that's not the point. Like it's actually not the point. Mm. But anyway, hoeing into your 30s.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
That kind of is what you're supposed to do. But I wish I did hoe into my 30s a bit more, to be honest. I wish I did.
Really? You're saying always just out here right now, okay, yeah? No, it's funny. Good, keep it.
I feel like I was always in so many relationships and long-term relationships and I didn't have as much fun as I should have had in my 20s.
I had a wild time. My 20s are wild, okay? I've got another one. When did these prostitutes get a podcast? That one's brilliant.
Well,
and then someone commented and replied to him to let him know when. 2020, they got it in COVID times. Somebody informed them that the prostitutes got their podcast in 2020s. Do not worry about the misinformation. Let me let you know. Okay? First of all, if we were prostitutes, then we wouldn't have this podcast, would we? Because we'd be making so much fucking money, we wouldn't need to do this.
Yeah, true.
Right? Because prostitutes are out here living their best motherfucking lives.
They're out in like on yachts,
yeah,
like
jets. You know,
I mean, if we were prostitutes, we wouldn't be basic prostitutes.
Yeah, we'd be like the high end ones. You know, like your granddad's granddad. You know, he's got like everything. We'd take your whole inheritance. Every hoe in the world would get retired if me and Anna were prostitutes. Every hoe is becoming redundant because yeah. We don't only have the 3 out of 10 looks. We also have
the personality,
incredible personality.
Yeah. So unfortunately, though, for your great-great-granddad or whatever the hell, we are not. We're here out here, you know
grinding.
Yeah. We both got our degrees. I'm a pharmacist.
I'm just a nothing. I'm just a law graduate. That did
no,
nothing
she's a law
with.
Graduate. Yeah, that
she's like, she's a. She's a.
She's got her.
I've got,
know?
She got her. Yeah.
She got her.
So, unfortunately.
I feel like this whole episode, we're trying to like back ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
Why?
That's the whole point of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought we were to be laughing at them. I mean, we are laughing.
I mean, you've taken them hella seriously. Like, you're like, I'm not upset with this part, but I am really upset with that part because this one really pisses me off. Like, I don't understand. Da, da, da. Like, I've been trying to have a laugh with it.
I am having a laugh. I've actually not stopped laughing. I'm laughing so much that I suddenly feel like really lightheaded. I have lightheaded. I am laughing, but at the same time, I'm backing myself.
Yeah.
You've got to back yourself.
We've got to back ourselves.
Sorry, we have to. You women are what's wrong with the female race.
Is female a race? Is it a gender?
It's a gender.
Or is it a race?
It's a gender.
It's part of the human race.
Okay, young girls look at you and they think they have to get plastic surgery to look pretty.
But all you can see is our face. We've never had plastic surgery on our face.
Never.
Not yet for me anyway.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand. First of all, there's nothing wrong with wanting to enhance your beauty, but I am quite, like, against plastic surgery at the moment because of everything that ruined my life when it comes to plastic surgery.
I don't know how we're making young girls think that they have to get plastic surgery to look pretty when we have a whole episode saying plastic surgery ruined our lives or bodies.
But we're not pro-plastic surgery and we're not anti-plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is an individual choice. It's a personal matter.
Am I taking it too seriously or are you, Mandy?
I just feel like we have to put this out there because next thing you know, when I get my nose done, everyone's going to be like, you're pushing plastic surgery.
No, I'm joking. But yeah, no, it's definitely not something that we want to do.
No. Like,
if anything, we always talk about, we actually talk about the cons of plastic surgery all the time.
Yeah.
And we don't even talk about the pros.
No. But I do think, look, forget plastic surgery. Like, that's such a complicated issue. And for each person, it's so different. But in general, yeah, okay, we tell people, girls, like, look after their appearance or their skin or their hair or things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing to care about your appearance. The only thing I wish we could push on you guys is to go to the gym and to work out, but because we don't really do it. Anna started.
I'm a whole new woman.
But that is part of looking after yourself. That is part of caring about how you look.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest part.
Exactly.
Actually, the biggest part is to look after yourself internally, and then your external
glow.
It glows. It's true.
Yeah, but there's loads of people that eat fruit and drink water and they still look busted. Sometimes you have to have the right bronzer. It's true, though. Sometimes you need the right lashes. People that, be having these fake, false lashes, extensions, look like they've got spiders on their face.
There's nothing I hate more than these lash extensions that girls be doing. Like, why do they do that? Like, you get some girls that look so pretty, and then they do this fucking thing off their lashes, like these spider legs.
Yeah.
I actually want to start a petition against it.
There's nothing wrong with caring about how you look. Like, if someone's got bad shaped eyebrows and they're not doing the best thing, or if someone's like got so much money and their teeth are literally like falling apart and they're not getting their teeth like Invisalign or braces, there's nothing wrong with caring about how you look. It's a good thing.
Anyway, I really want that. What you just said, some people eat loads of fruit and veg, but they still look busted. They just need the right bronzer.
Right.
That should go on the wall.
That should go on the wall.
That is so funny. But yeah, do you have any more hate comments?
Do you know what, actually? Can I just say something? I had a conversation, with Ginger Beer's sister, and we were talking about this, and she said something like, obviously, my man, like, I know he loves me no matter what. And I was saying the same thing. I know Ginger Beer loves me no matter what. But the thing is, I know Gingerbread loves me unconditionally, but I can't say hands down that Gingerbread would desire me unconditionally. And look, sometimes we just need to be honest. Like, yes, a man may love you unconditionally forever, for the rest of your life, or no matter what. Doesn't mean he's going to desire you unconditionally.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And like, same way, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
If my boyfriend suddenly completely let go and didn't care about how he smelled, how he looked, how he dressed, I'm not going to desire him unconditionally.
You'll love him, but you won't.
Thank you. So it is important for both men and women to care about. Even Sardia Psychology talks about this a lot.
Yeah.
I've always believed to invest in yourself, mind, body, and soul. So like, body is the outside.
Mm-hmm. Invest in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Literally investing it. And my bank account's breaking with this personal
trainer.
Exactly. But I thought to myself, you know what? If you can spend this much a month on Deliveroo, if you can spend this much a month on whatever it may be, cosmetics, makeup, hair stuff, why would you not invest in a personal trainer? That's the biggest thing. That is your health. That's your 100%. Like, that is how you're going to look the best. Yeah. And I'm so glad. It's probably the money like I'm spent the best on. But yeah, do you have any more hate comments?
I mean,
look,
I don't think so.
Yeah. You know what? I must say though, we get some hate comments, but mainly it's love. Like, it's like 5%.
It must be the filter it's like that Anna's put on our comments.
It's 5% hate and like so much love. And like, I really do want to concentrate on the love, like, because we appreciate it so much. Like, it makes us smile, makes us happy. It genuinely means the world to us when you guys like support us and you give us good positive energy.
Yeah, it does.
It makes us want to continue and keep going. Like, sometimes if you're feeling a bit like, sometimes I might have days where I'm like, is this going to be great, good enough, or can we continue this? And then I read all the amazing comments and it just makes me
feel... motivates us a lot, because there are, like, with anything you do in your life that you're passionate about, you might start doubting it.
Exactly, that's normal.
So sometimes I feel like, oh my God, is the podcast going to get to where I want it to? Is it going to become as successful? And then I see the comments and it makes me feel like, yes, it will.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so much positive. And to be honest, the people that are writing the negative comments,
they're our biggest fans.
Yeah, like that comes from somewhere as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But anybody just sit there and comment, like a trolling comment on anything, whether it's a podcast, an influencer, a reality star, a singer, like I never... understood it. I've never been the type of person, like, to be honest, I don't really comment, but like, if I was to comment, I can't imagine going and writing a negative comment under someone's profile or someone's podcast. Like, that's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. So it says a lot more about the troll.
So yeah, there's so many losers out there. Do you know what I mean?
I'll read you a little quote I've got. So trolls look for reasons to hate, but really what they are mad at is the fact that they are not included in anything ever.
Oh my God, that's so true.
That's the truth. They are so unhappy with their own life. Whether they're like bored, they're lonely, they're insecure, Like, whenever you see a trolling comment from anybody, just remember that that person has got issues.
Basically, you have to feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I genuinely do. For you to sit there, take your time out on writing under my Instagram or my TikTok, like, you loser.
You absolute loser.
And yeah, on that note, we'll end the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys want to see more of us reacting and being really defensive,
then roast us.
And we love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.